HarperCollins presents Freckles by Cecilia Ahern, read by Amy McAllister.
Prologue. The crunch of a snail under my shoe in the darkness. The crack of the shell, the squish, the ooze. It hurts me at the back of my teeth, a shooting pain through a nerve in my gums. I can't pull my foot up fast enough. I can't rewind. The damage can't be undone. I've hit the squishy interior of the snail's sluggish insides, flattened and twisted them into the ground. I feel the mush on the sole of my shoe for the next few steps. Carrying a crime scene on a slippery sole. Death on my shoe. Smeared guts. A twist and wipe rids me of it. It happens walking at night, on rain-slicked ground, when I can't see where I'm stepping and the snail can't see who's stepping. I've always felt bad for the snail, but now I know what it's like. Retribution. Karma. I now know how it feels for my outer shell to be cracked, for my insides to feel exposed. He stepped on me. He walked with me for a few steps too, his sole slippy with my mush. I wonder if his soul is slippy with me too. If he felt the crack and ooze of me under his gaze as he spat his hate-filled words and then walked away. My shield taken with him for a few steps before he realised he was still carrying me. A twist of his shoe, like extinguishing a cigarette, and I'm discarded. The remainders of me on the pathway, cracked and exposed, an unprotected soft interior I've worked so hard to protect. A leakage of all the parts that were so well contained. Feelings, thoughts, insecurities all oozing out. A silvery, slivery track of emotional entrails. I didn't see his foot coming. Wonder if I took him by surprise too. Even though it may feel like it, this is not where it all ends. I'm not dead. I'm crushed and oozing. A smithereened Allegra bird. You can't fix the broken outer shell, but you can rebuild. 1. When I was 13 years old, I connected the freckles on my arms together, like a join-the-dots puzzle. Right-handed, my left arm would become a web of blue pen lines. After a while, it developed into drawing constellations, mapping them out from freckle to freckle, until the skin on my arm mirrored the night sky. The plough, the Big Dipper to some, was my favourite constellation to draw. It was the one I could immediately identify at night. And so when it was lights out in boarding school and silence descended upon the halls, I turned my reading light on low, clenched a blue gel pen and traced the seven stars from freckle to freckle until my skin resembled a night map. Dubay, Merak, Fekta, Megrez, Aliath, Mizar and Alcade. I didn't always choose the same freckles. Sometimes I liked the challenge of replicating this constellation elsewhere, sometimes on my legs. But crouching over for such a long period of time stung my back. Also, it didn't feel natural. Like I was forcing these other collections of freckles to become something they weren't. There were the ideal seven freckles, perfectly aligned already on my left arm to specifically be the plough. And so I eventually gave up on the other freckles. And each night, after my morning shower had washed the ink away, I would begin again. Cassiopeia followed. That was an easy one. Then Crux and Orion. Pegasus was a tricky one, with a total of 14 stars / freckles, but my arms saw more sunlight than the rest of my body, face not included, so it had a higher concentration of melanized cells, perfectly positioned for a 14-star constellation. In the darkness of our boarding school dormitory, in the cubicle beside me, Caroline heavy-breathed as she touched herself thinking nobody knew, and Louise on the other side of me turned pages on the anime comics that she read with a torch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?